T-Mobile.
4SD. Let me get my radio turned down here in just a second. Kind of dodging traffic here. Just leaving Publix where we got our flu shot and some old dead chicken heading towards the Rouse house.
I got through with the doctor's office, then I went by Zaxby's and picked me up something for a late lunch, early supper. Gonna go home and eat that. They did a electrocardiogram on me, said they didn't find anything other than the slight murmur that I've had for years. Did a breathing test on me, passed that with flying colors. Did x-rays of the lungs, said my lungs are clear. And they're gonna do a stress test on me a week from Wednesday. So other than that, they seem to think everything is good, so they said it could have been heat-related for the fact that, that will do it to some of us older folks.
Rusty, I'm glad to hear it. I suppose you do the walking stress test. I had the chemical, which I don't like, but if they say do them, I don't object, and hope that comes out all right. I sure think you did the right thing. Preventative maintenance is always a good thing.
I'll do the walking test. The last time I went for one, they, for some reason, they had scheduled me for one of the chemical ones. And I'd had one of those once before, and I said, that ain't going to happen. And Lee says, well, it says you can't walk. I says, I walked in here. Do these legs look like they can't walk? And she said, no. She said, no problem. We'll just change it over. We'll send you upstairs to where the walking one is. And at that time, at my age, I was only supposed to do about 4.5 minutes is, you know, what was expected. I did almost 9 minutes before I misstepped on the side of the machine and kind of tweaked my ankle a little, you know.
I can't. I would if I could, but I just can't. They put me on one of them recumbent bicycles down there the other day in about 5 minutes, and that was it. Of course, when you got a mask on, what do they expect? I mean, man, whew, I just took a bite of the chicken there on the crusty stuff. I believe he accidentally spilled the spicy part in it.
Hell, they're playing up here with the power lines again on my road. On the other end from my house, but, they're running new lines all the way down through here, so, and they're putting up poles and changing out poles and replacing bad ones and all that other good stuff along here, so it's going to be interesting for a while. It's about the same thing it is on Reedville Road, and, I can see there's a pole here that broke off the top, and they replaced it with the one next to it, so. Hazards of living in like this.
Over 1 million people out of electricity down there in Louisiana. I feel for them. And the ones down there in New Orleans, I feel for them, but, it just makes you wonder why you have a Hurricane Katrina and then you go back and build another house below sea level. That's kind of hard to understand.
And why people lived in a place where the city, whole city was below sea level. So, that's just me. But anyway, this final section of road where they've got it graveled out and they're letting it pack down and everything, then they'll come back in here sometime later this week and chew off the top surface and then put the new asphalt down. Then this whole section of road at my end of it will be done, thankfully. And y'all take it easy. I'm about to pull into the yard, and I'll catch you later. N0TR, W2D.
Well, I'm glad to hear everything come out all right. You have a good day, and we'll talk to you down the line. This is N0TR, clear.